everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Bob Dio, our producer, engineer of the Buckmaster Show, and together we welcome you to the program on this Monday, the 17th of December, 2018. Hope you had a weekend that was half as good as the weekend that I experienced, and Bob Dio was part of that weekend. Friday night, we were at the Bustos Media Christmas party down at Charo Steak. Oh my goodness, what a great evening. Very good food and libations, we can say that, right? Everything went very well, and then the next night we had a little birthday party. So Sunday, my actual birthday, was like just staying in my pajamas pretty much. I know, I'm saying too much information, right? No, but just really kind of took it easy. Grabbed a couple of Advil and just kind of hung out, relaxed.
There's the Mexican soup that people have.
Oh, hangovers. Yes, yes. That was
Menudo.
Menudo. Yeah. Some of my Facebook friends recommended that. And by the way, it was just really nice when you get those Facebook greetings from people wishing happy birthday. So that's kind of what I did, sort of sat there and looked at the greetings coming in on Facebook yesterday and just kind of tried to relax. Didn't leave the house other than to go out and do some watering. But anyway, it was a great weekend. We are on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. We have our worldwide live listening, buckmastershow.com. Bruce Ash is here and Don Jorgensen. I guess I could just spend the whole time talking about my weekend, Bruce.
Why not? Actually, Bill, happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
I wasn't paying too much attention.
You
to
weren't.
Facebook
I noticed. Yeah, you were not one of those joining in.
If I had seen it, I would have. I would certainly.
Your salutation was missed. Well, there you go.
A lot of people here will hear it.
Yeah, the Bill Buckmaster Birthday Spectacular. That's what it sounds like.
The Buckmaster Blowout.
So yeah. Here we are. It's Monday, right? It's the Monday Political Face-Off. Don Jorgensen is with us. Don is the former chair of the Democratic Party of Pima County. And Don, in a few minutes, will discuss a little bit about what went on with the leadership of the new leaders of the Democratic Party locally. Bruce Ash is here, the Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. The Monday face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing went by and saw Moe and Corinne, his fine daughter, it's a family-owned business. They gave me a little slice of the pineapple macadamia fruitcake that I sent to them for the holidays, and it was very good. So I'm glad they liked it. I liked it, too.
I'm dispensing at our
I still
party.
Give fruitcakes. I'm sorry. You're doing what?
I'm dispensing that at my company's holiday parties on Friday afternoon.
Oh. Yeah. And I shouldn't say this on the air, but I'm one of those who like fruitcakes.
Me too.
So it's okay.
And I've been giving them to all of my clients this year, and the response has been really good. So I don't know if they're
But not as good as the Kringle.
No, oh, here we go with that. Okay, I don't know if we're going to get to the face-off today, because we do. Now that you bring the Kringle up, we had a Kringle day here Friday when Mona's and Steve, Chief Baker, I delivered a Kringle to the station, and Bob, come on, Bob Dio, grab the microphone. I saw you get
the fruitcakes.
I saw you going after the crumbs on the Kringle.
I had two pieces.
How fast did it go?
Maybe 15 minutes at the most. I mean, there's a cheesecake that's still out there, and it's been there an hour. Not that it's not great, but
so when Reince Priebus was chairman of the RNC, he would send a Kringle out every Christmas to all the members. And now I have to admit, I'm the only one in my family that would be partaking of the Kringle, because my wife doesn't do baked goods. But every night after dinner, while watching something on TV, I would take one piece and say to myself, I'm not going to do that anymore. And about a half an hour later, I'm like, that was really good. I'm going to go back to it.
Well, Don Jorgensen is Danish.
That's right. So I guess we're on the Monday food face-off today.
Yes, it's the face.
Yeah, all right, my secret is, I go to Mona's, we get a crinkle, and I'll have a piece on the way to the gym. That's a balanced life right there.
All right. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, the official presenter of our Monday political face-off.
And I'm going to be seeing Moe soon because we just bought a bunch of paintings at the Mountain Oyster Club art show.
Good.
There's one of them, or maybe two,
all right,
that really have cruddy frames, so we're going to improve
Perfect.
That situation.
MoesGallery.com and on Facebook. I want to begin with something you said on your show, Inside.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Inside Track. And the only reason I bring this up, David Morales of the Three Sonorans has put this out, and I'm predicting it's going to be picked up nationally.
Whatever.
Because you are the national Republican committeeman for Arizona. So this, you know, you carry a lot of, what do they say, gravitas.
You give a lot more credit to the position. Look,
okay,
for many years,
something you said about
for many
Raul
years,
Grijalva.
For many years on the old Inside Track with Emil Franzi, Tom Danahy was Emil's co-host, sidekick, and they would do yearly, and I did it with them a number of years also. They do a yearly predictions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of them had some gravity to them, and a lot of them were just, you know, kind of, what the heck, right?
Right.
So I put a list together. Tom put a list together.
Okay.
And we talked about Mr. Grijalva's health and his girth and width and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And we made a prediction whether he was going to be with us come December 1st next year. And for the record, let me make this very, very clear.
Very clear.
Wish Mr. Grijalva no harm. Mm-hmm. He is... He should lose some weight, and he probably should not imbibe some of the things that he imbibes, and be nicer to people in the upcoming year. But I hope that he's with us many, many years.
Don, would you like to say something?
How do you follow that, for crying out loud?
I know. Well, I mean, one of the things I've learned as you know, addiction and mental health expert for many years, I don't give unsolicited advice, and so I certainly won't do that. I certainly wish. Raul Grijalva, good health, and continue fighting in Congress for what he believes in.
Yeah, and we all hope he does.
He'll fit right in with the Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders wing of the Democratic Party. He's even further to the left and further to the unhinged wing of the Democratic Party.
Well, he can take some credit for chasing Ryan Zinke out of town, perhaps, which is a good thing.
Bruce, so you wish no ill will?
No, of course not.
But why did you say it?
Oh, come on. We were, you know, we talked about the Queen and whether she'd be around. We talked about, you know, if Prince Charles or Prince William would succeed. I mean, there were some lighthearted things. That was part of the lighthearted thing. Let me just say for the record, for the 18th time here, I wish Mr. Grijalva no physical harm. I wish him long life and good health.
Okay. We have all sorts of developments that happened actually over the weekend concerning the Republican and Democratic local leaders. On the Democratic side, who will be the new chair succeeding Joe Holt, who I, for one, think Joe did a good job.
She can take credit
as
for a lot
chair
that
of the Democratic Party
the
for
last
the past
couple of years.
Couple of years.
Best about almost 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she lost in a close race on Saturday to Allison Jones, who is the new Pima County Democratic Party chair. It was interesting race, 4 votes separate to, about, I think, about 156 to 152, maybe 4 or 5 votes out of over 300, which really demonstrated, again, the increased level of activism on the part of the Democratic Party in Pima County. That was more than double the turnout in the votes 2 years
right,
ago
when
Joe Holt won. And it reflects, it certainly reflects the interest of the progressive wing of the party to see more change and more rapid change. And I think that's what Allison Jones represented to a lot of folks. Joe Holt, again, deserves a ton of credit for the election, for the turnout.
I was going to say she really was instrumental, I think, in really energizing Democrats and getting that turnout.
She did.
Ratcheted up.
Yeah, and she had, as a result, a lot of support from the current elected officials.
Uh-huh.
as always, you have different factions. It's like a primary. You have the kind of traditionalists, you have the progressives, mm-hmm. and in this case, the progressives, and those who just even that had worked in the party and wanted some changes that had not occurred in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
That has to do with what happens in the office, the physical office, recruiting volunteers, mm-hmm. reaching out to more groups in the community. Was seen as something that's much more desirable now in the belief that that's what Allison Jones wants to do more of.
Well, I'll look forward to meeting Allison Jones. She's a Facebook friend, but I have not met her face-to-face, so I'll look forward to that. Bruce, on Republican side, Mr. Eppenheimer was reelected, correct?
He was elected, again, by the membership. And it was a relatively close election. A few more votes separated him from his opponent.
Do you recall who was running against?
Yeah, it was Ray Iley, who is a activist leader in LD-14, which is the furthest east part of Pima County, extending into Cochise County. And actually, many of the other people on his slate. Ran and lost. I think there was only one victor, or maybe two victors, and one of those was a nomination from the floor for an at-large position. But it was a similar kind of an election in that there were two factions. I would say both of them equally, kind of like-minded conservative
right.
thinking-wise, and it was more tactics and that sort of thing as opposed to philosophy.
When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about the mayor, City of Tucson, Mayor Rothschild's announcing over the weekend he will not seek a third term, and also the decision facing Governor Ducey for a new U.S. Senator. But first, I want to tell everybody that Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and moesgallery.com presents our Monday political face-off. And, of course, Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. We spoke very highly, Steve, of your Kringle that you put out at the beginning of the program today. And, folks, what can I say? It would be a great week to pick up a Kringle, get all your Christmas goodies, not only the Kringle, but all the cookies. Everything's available up there at monasdanishbakery.com. Everything available that will really get you in the holiday spirit, because we're 1 week away from Christmas Eve. This is the week before Christmas. Hard to believe. Mona's Danish Bakery, Northeast Corner, Swan and Sunrise. We'll be right back. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on celebrity cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
Know for a moment there, Bob, whether we with the bump music on the right groove there. Speaking of the groove, that's one of our properties now. How about that? 106.3. I was listening to it on the way in. It's part of our Bustos Media family, and we met some of their great people at the party Friday night. So this is going to be this Bustos Media group. I'm all jazzed about it. I'm also jazzed that it's the Monday Political Face-Off in Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, our longtime sponsor, Moe'sGallery.com. Bruce Ash is here, the Republican National Committeeman, and Don Jorgensen. Bruce was in Washington during the break. He was telling Don and I about your event at not only the White House, but at the Vice President's residence. You get invited because you're a national figure with the Republican Party to these events. So, and I know you don't take it for granted.
No, it's the high point of my year, except for visiting with my kids and grandchildren. Mm-hmm. I savor every single second, because you never know, whether or not you're ever going to come back again. And there's just so much history. I look at all the paintings. I look at the different presidents and first ladies, and there's so much history, and you can almost hear the voices of the people who were there and the festivities that have gone on. I watched something last night about the Pearl Harbor attacks, and we're in some of the rooms where during that period meetings took place, and
during
so
the
on.
Air raid going and, on and
it's just,
island.
It's
yes.
just an amazing place, and I agree with Don that it never gets old visiting Washington. There's always something great going on there. We visited with Grover Norcross from Americans for Tax Reform, Congressman Greg Waldron, who's the immediate past chair of the NRCC. We met with Bob Poduchik, who's the co-chair at the RNC, and we met Congressman Holdings' office, and as well as the French embassy tax attaché about our territorial taxation proposition that we have in Congress right now. So just a great weekend, lots of stuff accomplished, and just such a high honor for the grandson of immigrants to this country to partake in that sort of thing.
All right, Don, the mayor, Mayor Rothschild, announced in the paper, in the Star, actually, that he will not seek a third four-year term. Were you surprised, and who might be a front runner in that area?
A little surprised, only because Mayor Rothschild has such a love for Tucson and a love for that job, and his enthusiasm from the very beginning was evident, and I think his impact has been incredibly positive and really brought Tucson, frankly, out of the 20th century and into the 21st century in many, many ways, both in terms of our relations with Mexico, his effectiveness in bringing business into Tucson, his ability to work with community coalitions and neighborhoods, which, you know, you're trying to put all those together, business, industry, neighborhoods, and all that, is quite a balancing act and a challenge. And he did it all without drama. And that's the other side. So I think it'll be a loss for Tucson. I think a gain for Mayor Rothschild in whatever he chooses to do, whether it's go back to his law practice. But I assume there's a lot more interesting activities in his future.
Steve Kasachek announced today in a news release sent out to the media that he will not be seeking the office. I didn't realize, Don and Bruce, that if a council person announces for mayor, they would have to resign their council seat.
Yeah, they fall under that resign to run law.
Yeah,
as well.
So it'll be interesting to see whether Steve Farley, he's one name that has been popping up. Bruce, what's your take on this?
Well, I agree with the comments that Don made about Jonathan. You know, we've been friends for a long, long time, and as mayor, he acted and conducted himself similarly to when he was an active lawyer in his practice. He was cool and calm. He was deliberate. He was pragmatic. And I think all of the things that Don said about the different groups, yes, that is absolutely correct. That's a great description of what Jonathan Rothschild has done. I think talking with him over the years, his greatest challenges, and I think he managed this pretty well also, has been dealing with his own party members on the city council. And Jonathan both was a proactive force for positive change, but also he managed sometimes to not stand in the way, you know, or let other people stand in the way of different progress that we make in various areas of governing as well as development and so on in Tucson. And, you know, maybe it is a bad analogy, but I think of Jonathan much in the way, I'm a lifelong Tucsonan, much in the way that Lou Davis, who was mayor in Tucson in the 60s, mm-hmm. or Lou Murphy ran the city or, you know, operated as mayor. And I think when he leaves, he will be much respected, much beloved for all the things that he does. And frankly, and, you know, I'm probably working against myself in a political sense. I hope that Jonathan.
You're on the record here, Bruce.
No, go ahead.
Please continue.
I hope that Jonathan does think about other things to do politically.
Yes.
Because he's a young man. I think Jonathan might be in the mid late 50s or so. His gray hair, like mine, you know, sort of defines him a little bit. But he is a good man, and he knows how to work with others, and that is so important in politics today.
That is the key, and I too hope that he does find his way back into the public arena, however he chooses. So, not much of a face-off today so far.
No, it isn't.
More of a love fest, I think.
except for
Buckmaster trying to corner me on Raul Grijalva.
Well, yeah. And speaking,
and remember, Bill, you will be sitting where I'm sitting on Saturday.
I hope there are no predictions about me when I'm seated you are seated on Saturday at 1 o'clock.
We've done the predictions.
Okay. I am the guest on Bruce's show this Saturday, so I don't know.
Very excited because I've been doing a lot of research about this character Buckmaster.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear things about him. The research I've done. Oh my goodness!
I know
it is just going to be
an interesting
spectacular
ride. I'll tell you, it's still going.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Speaking of maybe this isn't the right time to talk about predictions, but who is your prediction, Bruce Ash, on the Republican side that the governor will name to be U.S. Senator? Because this might be. This is our last face-off before the new year. Yeah, because we're doing a special show Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, so it's going to be like 3 weeks before we have another face-off. Who by then will we see as a U.S. Senator?
Right. Well, I think by then we probably will have a selection made by the governor. This is a very, very important selection.
Yes.
And it's probably one of the most important duties that a governor in Arizona has. And I reached out to the governor, and what I told him was, make whichever choice you want to make, but it has to be somebody who is prepared and capable of running two eight-digit elections in 2 years, and somebody who can raise money and who can stimulate Arizona voters.
Wow!
And then secondly, somebody who definitely shares the views and values of Republicans and really all Arizonans. And I think there are some people out there who fit that.
Give us a prediction. Come on.
I don't
seriously.
No, I don't want to do that because I don't want there to be anything that the governor is sort of deciding against or anything else. I don't want to give anybody a mark because I said it should be Joe Schmo.
Is McSally the inside favorite, though?
I don't know. I really don't know. Right, the governor has kept his very, very close counsel.
What do you think,
this.
Don?
Here's our question: do you want we want Ducey to pick someone that Arizona supports, not that Washington D.C. supports? Washington D.C. Mitch McConnell has come out for Martha McSally. Arizona rejected her in the last election. And so that's a concern there. I don't know Kirk Adams. I don't know if he'll be any better or worse. But what is interesting in what Bruce said is about the elections. And if you start with 2016, it's almost certainly unprecedented that we will have a U.S. senator election in Arizona for five straight national elections.
Right.
From 2016 to 2024, we will have an election for senator every cycle.
2 years.
Every 2 years. Oh, boy. All right. That's going to do it, Don Jorgensen. I hope you and your lovely family have a joyous holiday season and a happy and healthy new year, 2019.
And the same to you. And
thank
I look
you.
Forward to seeing you again and
oh,
Bruce
we'll see
in the new year.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you, Bill.
You're part of the team here. And as is Mr. Ash, and I will see actually Bruce Ash here in studio, 1 o'clock for Inside Track.
You bet. I'm looking forward to it. The Bill Buckmaster story is something that I think a lot of people will be interested in listening to.
I hope so. I'm sure they will. You were mentioning Washington. A lot of people don't realize. I've kind of told this real quick. I'll tell it real quickly. My dad was a reserve naval officer. After World War II, he stayed on, became a full commander. And every summer, we'd go back to the Pentagon. And in those days, we're talking the 50s here, folks, my brother and I, my older brother, Larry, and I, we would run around the whole Pentagon, goofing around, running into offices. I'm sure you couldn't do that today. that kind of thing would not go on. But that's kind of a little taste of maybe we'll get into some fun stories on Saturday. Yeah. All right. Take a break right here. Be right back. And Mo, thank you very much. Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at mosgallery.com, our face-off presenter. Be right back. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, the 17th of December. It's not too early to start thinking about tax credits and charitable organizations here in Southern Arizona that qualify for the tax credit are those that are helping the working poor or those that help children who are chronically ill or disabled. The maximum credit for a qualifying charitable organization donation is $800 for married couples filing jointly and $400 for all other filers. Deborah Carr is with us. Deborah is the philanthropy director for the Tucson-based Interfaith Community Services. Hi, Deborah.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Tell me a little bit about your organization, Interfaith Community Services. What is your mission here in the community?
Yes, Interfaith Community Services' mission is to help people in need achieve stable, healthy, and independent lives. And we do that through a series of interworking services that address issues like hunger and poverty, aging and senior programs, and workforce development, employment-related self-sufficiency programs, if you will. Our overarching goal is to help those that are vulnerable or in financial crisis to stabilize and then build pathways to self-sufficiency and stability.
Do you help people through like the food bank and areas like that?
We do. We have two food bank locations, one at our Northwest office at 2820 West Ina Road, and another at our East Side office at 8701 East Old Spanish Trail. We also provide some mobile food pantry services on the south side at our new office at 101 West Irvington Road. We also provide things like rental assistance and utility, help to keep your utilities from being shut off, have a job resource center, senior programs like mobile meals and transportation and small home repairs, and also health outreach like mental health and end-of-life care programs.
And you've been serving nearly 37,000 neighbors in our community that are in need. That was just last year. So, I mean, there is a tremendous need in this community, isn't there?
There is. And, you know, we still see that while the economy is showing some signs of improvement, we still have a lot of families that are coming through our doors that are near homeless, in deep financial crisis. And then we also have a community where we have a lot of people that are aging and, you know, boomers that are coming of age. And
a lot of shut-ins, people that are home alone, and older people who really need assistance.
Exactly, exactly. And we're here to sort of be that bridge to help people over that difficult path in their life so that they can move forward again and reconnect and build a stronger, solid foundation.
And you've been around for 34 years, so you're doing something right. And I'm very impressed with your 4-star rating by Charity Navigator. This is a group that looks at charities and evaluates them. And you've had that 4-star rating for 9 consecutive years. That's very impressive.
Absolutely. And it's based on transparency and best practices. And we're very proud, and we take that rating very seriously. We are among, I believe, 2% of charities in the nation to have that distinction
for 9
consecutive years.
9 years.
And 89 cents of every dollar donated to interfaith community services goes straight to programs that help people in need.
So tell us about this, how important this credit is, this Arizona tax credit.
Well, it's really important, Bill, because we could not do what we do in the community without the support and encouragement of our donors and partners. And we receive about 14% of our funding from government sources, mm-hmm. so we are reliant upon donations for the remainder of those largely. And so to give you an equivalent of what $800 will help us keep a family from being homeless for a month.
Wow.
$400 would help us serve 20 families and keep our food banks operational so that we can provide nutritious food for 20 families in need for a month.
These contributions can be made between January 1st and then the tax filing time, the deadline. And I guess this year Arizona has assigned a code number to each qualifying charitable organization, and your organization is one of those that certainly is qualified, correct?
We are.
Yes.
We are a qualifying agency as an agency that serves the working poor.
Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a big help to the interfaith community services. Where can people find out more? Perhaps we have some listeners, Deborah, that are listening that would like to help out. What would be a place to reach out to you and your colleagues?
Certainly. It's www.icstucson.org. You can also call me directly if you need to. My number is 520-526-9310. If you have someone that needs services, they can call us at 520-297-6049.
Deborah, tell me a little bit about the genesis of the organization. Why was this organization created in the first place almost 35 years ago?
Yes, in 1985, there were a handful of faith communities that looked around and saw that people were falling through the cracks in terms of social services, and there was an overwhelming burden on local faith communities and one that they really couldn't keep up with. So ICS was started to provide a way for these faith communities to leverage resources and also to provide volunteers and to establish a central nonprofit location that would be adept at fairly administering services to those in need.
And you had pointed out, and we mentioned that Charity Navigator gives you that 4-star rating because, well, actually, in comparison with national averages, many charities, the national average is 20 to 25%, but you're talking about nearly, 90 cents on the dollar going directly to people in need. That jumps out at me, and I should at our listeners as a group that really puts services ahead of paying staff big salaries.
Exactly. Yeah. 89 cents of every dollar donated goes directly to services. And really, our emphasis is not on, we have a lot of people who come to us, and our funds are often exhausted within a few days of each month beginning. So we have up to 500 or more calls a day, especially for financial assistance, mm-hmm. emergency financial assistance. But our emphasis is really on also outcomes and delivering outcomes. We don't want to see people stay in poverty. Poverty is exhausting. It's expensive for people. We want to help them get back and teach them how to fish so they can get back on their own feet.
Did you want to share a quick story about perhaps one of your clients? Would you like to do that for us, Deborah?
I can share many, many stories.
I'm sure you could.
I remember a family that came to us recently, and her name was Bianca.
Mm-hmm.
And usually what we find, and Bianca is certainly typical of this, is we find that it's not one thing that precipitates someone being in poverty. It's usually a snowball effect of many things. It's a health crisis, unemployment, underemployment, an unexpected medical emergency, disability, any number of things. So Bianca was one of those. She was caring for her daughter and her infant grandson,
mm-hmm.
and had been working, living paycheck to paycheck, as so many people do. And she became ill, seriously ill, and was laid off from her job because she missed so many days.
Sure.
And soon she became far behind on her rent. She had the eviction notice. Mm-hmm. The utilities were going to be shut off. So when she came in, what we first do is to try to stabilize someone because they can't move forward until you can get their eye off the immediate survival crisis.
Right.
So we helped Bianca with food from our food bank and also some a month's rent,
mm-hmm.
and actually got her into eventually another program where we provide up to 3 months' rent. But during that, talking with our case manager, we found that she was paying more than 30% of her rent or of her income on rent.
Wow.
And so we were able to help her look at those barriers and mm-hmm. to begin a new process to mm-hmm. better use her dollars and to build some savings.
How's she doing? Good?
She's doing pretty well. It's still an upward battle for her, but she's doing a little bit better, and we've alleviated the immediate eviction crisis for her. And
good.
She is working on getting, she's had some interviews. She's gone through our job resource center and is looking at some new jobs.
All right. Deborah Carr, Philanthropy Director, Interfaith Community Services. What's your website? And there probably is information, right, about the charitable tax credit.
Absolutely. It's www.icstucson.org. And we do want to add that the Arizona Charitable Tax Credit is in addition to any school, veterans, or foster care credits you may be claiming. You can do mm-hmm. all or one. So it's a great thing that the state really allows us to do.
Enjoyed our conversation. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you.
This portion of our program presented by Mona's Danish Bakery. If you're thinking about the holidays, and everybody is, it's the week before Christmas now. How about Danish Kringle on that Christmas Eve morning or Christmas morning? It would really be hit the spot. Believe me, we had a Kringle here at the station thanks to Mona's on Friday, and people just raved about it. Mona's Danish Bakery is located at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Their website is Mona's DanishBakery.com, and of course you can go to my website buckmastershow.com. We have a link to Mona's and all of our really more than two dozen supporters of our program all listed there for you to check out. We'll be right back. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Time to pick up those holiday decorations over at Green Things Poinsettia headquarters. Started out with 25,000. I don't know what they're down to now, but I don't know. There's probably several thousand still available. I'm just guessing here, but I know they've got plenty available for you in every imaginable color at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River and just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Check out greenthingsaz.com. Also, Zocalo has all the great merchandise from Mexico and Latin America. They're part of the Green Things family on their 13 acres, so a lot going on there. Also, Silver City is all decked out. Historic Silver City for the holidays. If you've got some time off over the holidays, how about a drive? Just 3 hours, Silver City. Go to southwestnewmexico.org for the complete listing of great places to stay and dozens of recreation opportunities in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Mark Sykes, it is such a busy time of year, isn't it, though?
Oh, man. Yep, my goodness. It sure is.
Dr. Sykes is the CEO and director of the Planetary Science Institute, an organization we are big supporters of here on the Buckmaster Show for more than 40 years, a Tucson-based nonprofit engaged in the exploration of the solar system. Mark has all sorts of connections in D.C. He was back there last week. He's the former chair of the NASA Small Bodies Assessment Group. How was D.C.? Kind of moving everybody in and out of offices, right?
On the Well, I almost got, you know, steamrolled into just, you know, moving furniture and stuff around.
There's desks in the hall.
Yeah, it was amazing.
They have that big turnover, obviously.
Yeah,
after
well, when 25% of the Congress, you know, turns over, then that's a lot of furniture to move.
What are they saying at NASA?
Well, you know, they're optimistic that they'll get a budget and that because they're one of the parts that we're waiting on. Hopefully it won't be shut down next week.
Maybe
there's
Friday,
a lot of good
right?
stuff going on. We got InSight on Mars. We've got, you know, other active missions and and we got a comet coming by. So there's lots of stuff NASA's happy about.
Let's start with Mars. What's this wind? Are they taking wind recordings? Had that not previously been done?
There were some devices on some of the spacecraft to listen to the wind up there, and mm-hmm. they didn't work until now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really fascinating to hear what wind sounds like on Mars. It sounds like it does on Earth.
Well, I'm not only curious about what it might, I'm pretty sure I could figure out what the wind sound would be like, but I'm curious about what are the velocity? Is Mars a place that has real calm mornings like we'll sometimes have here in the winter here in Tucson, or is it always windy up there? Like my hometown of Chicago.
Well, that's a good question. Yeah. I think it can be windy because they have those massive dust storms, that covered up the rover's solar panels mm-hmm. recently, and the but it's like being at 100,000 feet in the Earth's atmosphere. It's very thin, uh-huh. and so unlike the Martian, which I thoroughly enjoyed it as a movie.
I liked it too. You thoroughly and I both agree it. About the Martian. I've seen it twice.
But the winds would not do that.
Okay.
It's the atmosphere is way too thin.
Whoa.
So,
with a thin atmosphere, you don't get that strong wind.
Well, you get the velocity. You might get high velocities, okay. but there's not that much air. And so when it's pushing against you, it's not pushing very hard because it's so thin.
Wow. Okay, you mentioned a comet. Which comet is this one?
This 46P. P means
like
it's a
Paul.
Periodic comet.
Periodic.
Virtanen.
Virtanen, named after
an astronomer named Virtanen, discovered it in 1948, I believe.
And is it visible?
I went out this morning to look for it, but unfortunately I waited too long and it was below the horizon.
Uh-huh.
It was at the horizon, but it's supposed to be visible. It's supposed to be magnitude 3, which you should be able to see with your eye.
Okay.
Certainly with binoculars.
Can you tell us where we should look?
From looking at some charts, it looks like it should be around the Pleiades. The Seven Sisters,
uh-huh.
Right of Orion, and,
I know Orion. So,
this time of year,
I always think
of it.
Yeah,
if you look at
like
it, should
Christmas
be, I think it's off to the right. Yeah,
yeah.
But that's the cluster of seven stars together that's very distinctive.
So Orion, it usually this time of year, comes up really kind of early in the
right,
evening. So
right,
would
right.
it be it look is, to the right and you might see it?
Yeah, I think that if you take the belt and you shoot off to the
right
following the belt,
right
then you'll
the belt
see
of
the
Orion.
A cluster of seven stars, the Pleiades, that is a very distinctive group of stars. And
mm-hmm.
so the comet should be around there someplace.
Wow, be cool to see it.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody's talking about, and I for one did not get up during kind of the middle of the night to look at the Geminids. But they were pretty good, I heard.
I think I saw one.
You did? Oh.
When I got up this morning?
Oh. But I had seen some Facebook friends that said mm-hmm. that actually camped out
uh-huh.
somewhere in the desert, and they reported that it was very good. So,
oh, that's
I
great.
Mean, yeah.
That's
I mean,
great.
But I think
I mean, you need to get out to a really dark spot and to really enjoy these meteor showers.
What kind of year has it been for the Planetary Science Institute here in Tucson? What's your year-end report in a minute for us?
Very good. We've continued to grow. Mm-hmm. Our revenues go up. We're involved with, everything.
Uh-huh.
And now the sad thing is that there's a lot of missions coming to an end. Don died. Kepler died within a few days of each other.
The Dawn mission,
the series,
right.
That's the one I'm on.
Okay. Yeah.
And so there's a lot of missions that are getting kind of old now, but we have some new missions coming up, like Psyche, which is, led out of ASU.
Mm-hmm.
We're involved with that, and we're waiting to hear a selection about the New Frontiers mission, whether we're going to have a helicopter on Titan.
A helicopter on Titan.
Quadcopter, so something like that.
Huh.
I love these missions that people have been coming up with, the send to Titan. The previous one that was proposed was a submarine, because Titan has oceans.
It has these seas
out of, that's methane, not water, but methane, liquid methane. And the idea was to send a boat there to putter around.
You know what I say? There are no stupid questions when it comes with Mark Sykes.
I mean, look at the ideas we come up with.
I know. So one of them just floated into my mind. You're talking about oceans on Titan. It wouldn't be like a salt and sea or anything like that, right? It's a
it's different. I mean, salt and sea has salt in it, right?
Yeah, but does this have salt in it?
But no, it has. It's methane, and then the rock on the shores around, that's water ice because it's so cold. Water ice is like rock.
And tell us where Titan is.
That's a large, I would say Earth-like in quotes, satellite orbiting Saturn.
Huh. Large?
Yes. It's a significant fraction of the size of the Earth, I think.
Whoa.
So this is smaller, but I have to Google it. Okay. I don't have it on the top of my head here.
Anyway, this is the kind of thing we do every month with Mark Sykes. I ask questions that hopefully aren't too stupid.
No,
but
no,
when it
no.
comes to science, you know, I'm interested in this stuff, and I think our listeners are too, and that's why we
being
will be
a scientist
having...
is proving that you are stupid at times because you come up with these great theories, and then somebody makes more observations, and you find out that you're wrong, and it happens all the time.
There you go. All right, I want to give a quick plug to your website, psi.edu.
Yes.
And I finally got that right after many, many years, but I think about EDU, education, yeah. PSI. Yeah. Okay. All right. Hope you and yours, your lovely wife and the whole family, the whole clan, have a joyous Christmas season
and
a happy and healthy New Year. Thank you. We'll see you in January.
See you in January.
Okay. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of Mark Sykes and Bob Dio, my engineer producer, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.